Greetings, my prince. It's nice to finally make your acquaintance. My name is Yolari, and I've been tasked by your parents with the responsibility of helping you select a wife. Now, before you storm off, please at least hear me out and try to understand my position. Every other matchmaker in the country has tried and failed to find you a suitable bride. And the king and queen are getting quite desperate and impatient if they find out that you refuse to even speak with me. They won't be very happy. They may even have me tried for treasonous incompetence. Now, I have three very lovely ladies that I'd like to talk to you about. And I'm not going to ask you to choose one if you don't want to. All I'm asking is that you give me one afternoon of your time. Hear me out, and then make your own decision. May I please continue? Oh, thank you very much, Your Majesty. I am most grateful. Please take a seat, and I'll have one of the servants pour us some tea, and we can begin. Oh, thank you. As I said before, I have three very lovely young ladies that I'd like to talk to you about. I've brought along a portrait of each one for you to look at, and I will give you a brief biography on each. I have also managed to find out some more personal details on each young lady, such as likes, dislikes, and so on. Also, you should know how much their parents have agreed to pay as dowry. It might help you make your final decision. I'm afraid that none of these ladies are princesses, but rest assured, they are all ladies of status, from good families, without any scandal that might cause any untowardness for your royal highness. Alright, let us continue. First we have Count Del Torres' daughter, Saldana Del Torres, the third child and oldest daughter of the Del Torres family. She enjoys hosting dinners for her family and friends, and has been known to personally cook feasts on special occasions, much to the jargon of her family's chef. She has a reputation among her staff as being very kind and lenient. As far back as I could find, she has never fired anyone. Once a month, she is known to go to different areas and give alms to the poor. As a result, she is much beloved by the people. She doesn't really enjoy the outdoors, however. Her family goes on many outings a year, and she always manages to stay behind, since she apparently hates getting her hands, clothes, or face dirty. More than one person has commented on how long it takes her to get her hair and makeup ready. That is something you should be aware of before you make any decisions. Saldana has long brunette hair and a curvaceous look Your Majesty might find appealing. She is quite well sought after, and as a result, her parents have agreed to a fairly low dowry, 50,000. As king, you are going to be expected to entertain many of the wealthy and powerful in this country, as well as any other countries that you wish to maintain relationships with. She would excel in this area, and she is quite good at reading people, which would help in any political head of state matters you would have to deal with. What are your thoughts? I understand you should hear about the others. After all, there isn't a need to rush this important decision. Secondly, there is Baron Yenfina's daughter, Verona Yenfina. She is the youngest of five children and their only daughter. She has something of a reputation of being a tomboy. She is quite fond of horseback riding and the outdoors in general. When she was younger, she broke her arm running an obstacle course with her horse. Her parents then forbade her from ever riding again. So, naturally, she has ridden every day since then. On the same horse, on the same obstacle course, albeit changed. Verona absolutely hates feeling locked up and staying inside for long periods of time. You wouldn't have to join her on any of her outdoor adventures, but if you prefer indoor company, she might not be the best choice. On the other hand, if you enjoy your privacy or like having time alone, she would certainly understand and would be an excellent match. Her blonde hair, she always keeps somewhat short, as it is easier to maintain and more practical given time she spends outdoors. She has a very radiant smile and is in excellent physical health, which is reflected in her more slim and toned physique. As I mentioned before, she is the youngest child of the Yenfina family, and since they have no daughters that they must provide a dowry for, they have agreed to a very generous dowry of 250,000. What are your thoughts, my prince? Very well, Your Majesty. Lastly, I have Talia Reloro, the eldest daughter of Duke Reloro. She is known to be quite a handful. In fact, the rumor is that many suitors have gone to meet her, only to leave in a rage after she had insulted them in some way. She is from one of the wealthiest families in the world, but appears to care little for wealth itself. She never buys any art, decoration, or furniture that was made by any of the masters. Instead, she opts for something more unique, typically from an unknown artist or craftsman. She doesn't particularly enjoy entertaining or the outdoors. She enjoys painting and reading and Let's call it verbal fencing. I wouldn't count on her to agree with anything you say. Even if she does, she enjoys playing devil's advocate for the sake of a good debate. Talia's tastes are quite esoteric, and she has a standoffish demeanor. Nevertheless, she is quite warm and friendly to those she considers close. And although she may be argumentative, no one has ever accused her of being cruel or unjust. If you have the will and the wits, and most importantly, the patience to develop a real bond with her, she will by far be the most loyal and affectionate person you would ever meet. She would also do everything she could to help you, even if she disagreed. Her bright red hair is fitting for someone with so much fire, I think. Her athletic build is elegant and at the same time quite feminine. Her parents are well aware of her uniqueness and as such are offering an exceptionally high dowry of 1 million. Having heard all the options, does your majesty have a preference? Me? Your majesty, surely you're joking. You can't choose me. Well, no, it's not that I refuse. I mean, you're attractive and kind. It's just that I'm a matchmaker, not a match, not a lady of nobility. I have no title, and I definitely have no dowry. I know nothing of entertaining or art. I don't know how to paint or ride. What could I possibly have to offer you, your majesty? My company. And my smile. That is a very sweet thing to say. Please tell me honestly. Are you serious? I mean, is that what you really want? Oh, you'll treat me like the princess I am. Well, I certainly didn't expect our meeting to go like this. Maybe I should talk to... You're right, Your Majesty. I haven't given you an answer yet. My answer is yes. Of course, yes, Your Majesty. Though we should speak with the King and Queen together before we move forward. Yes, absolutely. My answer is yes, though. Let us go speak to the King and Queen together.